So, Advent is all about preparing, getting ready. So we are preparing for Christmas and we're preparing for Jesus to come again. So I thought to get us in the preparing mode, we're going to have a little race. So I'd like Oscar and Joshua to come up for me, please. These are my two volunteers. Okay, you're right, boys. Fantastic. Now, you get to stand behind one table each. So one of you on this side, that's it. If you stand behind this one, Oscar, fantastic. So you on this side, you are going to support Oscar. And on this side, you are going to support Joshua. And what they're going to do is they're going to have a race to lay the table. Do you ever lay the table at home? No, this is going to be interesting then, isn't it? Right. Well, I'll give you a bit of a clue. This is what I want it to look like, okay? We haven't got a plate actually. So I've got you a tablecloth each. I've got you a knife, a fork, a spoon, a glass, and a serviette, okay? So when I say go, I would like you to race to see who can set the table first, okay? Are we ready? Ready, steady, go! I'll get out of your way. Okay. Right, tablecloth on first. Very good. Well done. Okay. That'll be fine. That's okay. Good boy. Oh, that's good. That's great. We could just... Oh, well done. That'll be enough. Well done, Oscar. Right, now get your cutlery. Good, good, good. Well done. That's it. Knife, fork, spoon. And then a glass, and then a glass each. Do you know? I think that was practically a dead heat. So well done. Oh, I think you need something for my sweetie tin, don't you? Yes. Come and have a sweetie. Well done. Fantastic. It's okay. It's okay. Well done. Fantastic. Brilliant. So, now any other children who haven't taken part yet want to answer me a little question? Let me see, I can see James in here, I can see other children. So, when someone is coming round for a special meal, what are the things that you have to do to get ready? Who can tell me what you do when somebody's coming round? Clean. Any children, what's Theo, do you want to say? Get the table ready. Very good. Anybody else want to say anything? We've got clean the house. What else?
Get the wine chilling.
Get the wine chilling. Very important. Maybe cook some food. Okay. Oh, Joshua. Put all of the right drinks in. That's right. That's right. Put some nice music on. Yep. Okay. And what about when we're preparing for Christmas? This is an easier one. Who has done some preparing for Christmas? Go on, Thea. What have you done to get ready for Christmas? You have scrambled egg and salmon for breakfast in your house. Whoa! Anybody want to go to their house for Christmas breakfast? James, what do you to get ready for Christmas?
Me and my mum put the Christmas tree up and the nativity set.
Oh, well done. Christmas tree and nativity set. Lovely. Oscar?
We get ready for Christmas play.
You get ready for your Christmas play? You're doing Christmas play at school? Yes. Absolutely, fantastic. We maybe some people write Christmas cards, do they maybe? And wrap up some presents. Yeah. Okay. Well, I found a list of things on the internet that people might like to do to get ready for Christmas. So work out a budget, start filling up in your calendar, decide who's hosting Christmas Day, who's coming, send out the invitations, start present shopping early, look up your recipes. Prepare food early where you can. Check Royal Mail posting times. This might be a problem this year, mightn't it? Okay. So, what about us as Christians? What do you think we should be doing at this time of year to prepare for Christmas? In our Bible reading today, John came ahead of Jesus with a message to people that they were to be prepared. Prepare a road for the Lord, make a straight path for him to travel. He talked openly to people about their sins, the things they do wrong, the things that separate us from God. He told them to repent, to say sorry. And a little while ago, we did that, didn't we, at the beginning of our service? And why do we do that? We do that so we can put ourselves in a good relationship with God, get rid of all the things that get in the way of that relationship. So as we prepare for Christmas, we're preparing to remember Jesus coming into the world as a baby, but also to think about him coming again. There are lots of things on our this Christmas list up here that we do, but there are maybe a few other things that might be good for us to do at Christmas time. So I found a different list, so I'm going to show you this little list now. So as Christians, one of the things that we could do is make and take time to think, to reflect on what it means to be a reflection of the light of God in the world. And that's what we're going to do in a minute. We're going to do that. We could also read a book. You might have seen that there are quite a few Advent reflection books that you can buy, just a short book that has a reflection for every day of Advent. Read the Christmas story. Although it's very familiar, it's always good to read that through, isn't it? Support a good cause. Amidst all the spending on Christmas presents, think about who really needs money and who we could support this year. And then reach out to neighbours. It's such a good opportunity, isn't it, to invite our neighbours in for a mince pie and a glass of mulled wine. Invite them along to our Christmas services. There are little flyers at the back you could take and give out to your neighbours. And then light a candle. How many of you have an Advent candle at home? Does anybody have it? Yes, that's right. Quite a few people have an Advent candle. And like we're doing here, we light our Advent candles each week. So that's just a reminder of us lighting our candles. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a little bit of time to do the first thing that was on that list, to do some reflecting and thinking. And when you came in today, you got given a star. I've got mine here. You got given a lovely star. And you got given in your bag, you should have a star, and you should also have a little yellow scratchy thing. So what you can do in a minute, I'm going to play some music, and you can scratch a nice pattern on your star. And while you're doing that, there'll be a little bit of music playing, and you can think about what Advent means, and you could pray quietly to God and ask him to help you to get ready for Christmas. And then there's a ribbon that you're going to be able to use afterwards to tie it up and put it on your Christmas tree. So we're just going to have some time with some music now. Father, we pray that in the midst of the busyness of all our Christmas preparations, we would take time and make time to reflect on how we can be your light in the world around us. Amen.